Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan. Vera Powell's four-year reign as Ireland boss could come to an end tonight. The FAI's board will meet later to discuss her future and consider a report on the entire World Cup campaign, which will include feedback from the
highs players. Of 15 to 17 degrees today for New Zealand War 3.
Let's call it. How's this Vera Powell thing going to go, Phil?
I don't think it's going to go very well for her, to be honest.
Gone.
I think that we'll be talking about that tomorrow morning.
We'll know later, of course. We'll know in the morning, but we don't know yet. We're in the predictions business here. We're in we're reading the tarots and we're looking at the crystal balls.
Yeah. The end of a Vera.
Headline in the papers tomorrow.
Use that now. Well, do you know what? None of the headline writers will be able to use it because you've used it now. They're going to be sickened.
Sorry, lads.
You'll hear it non-stop in the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show tomorrow, though.
What? The end of a Vera.
End of a Vera, yeah.
That's Phil's line already.
Power out.
Power
cut.
Oh, that's
power
cut.
Power cut, yes. Yeah. Micah.
So yes. Good. Out the door.
But hang on a minute now. What if she stays on?
Then the headlines are just...
More years.
No, but like, but it needs to be Vera.
Power surge.
Hello, Vera.
That's good. Power surge.
Hello, Vera.
Good. Oh, yes.
Very nice. Yeah, I like all this. And what is it then generally? It's just like not having the backing of the rest of the, I suppose, the squad or her squad. Is that it?
The players, I think. In terms of what she's done on the pitch, results-wise, I don't think anyone can argue with her record, but there's more to it, obviously.
We've had a similar situation here in Today FM, actually, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yeah. Like for a couple of months now, we've been trying to oust Ben Finnegan.
Yeah, and we've got the entire team behind us.
They're right behind that idea, but he's very hard to shift.
The problem with Ben is he's very intransigent. Yeah. It's his way or the highway.
He's argumentative. Did he fat shame you?
Everyone's fat shamed me, in fairness. I'm with this day. Ray Foley. There's no shame.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
You're looking well, though, these days, so it's increasingly difficult.
Thanks. I feel no shame. I'm unshameable. That's how I manage to do this on a daily basis, between 2:30 and 4:00. Alan, good day. How are we? We good shape? I am. Actually, there was a situation once. I'll talk about this someday. It'll be in my memoir, where I was joining a radio station and there was a vote. And it was voted that I wouldn't be allowed to work there.
Wow.
And I know who voted which way.
So they took a survey of the staff and the staff said, not for us.
Yeah.
It's not what we want.
Yeah, that's actually true.
That's incredible.
That is someday I'll tell the whole story.
Right.
Of how the vote went against me. The night of the long knives.
That's something a publisher could really get their teeth into. You'll be getting calls after this show.
If Hodder and Stockton... Hodder and Stoughton. Hodder and what?
Penguin or something like
Penguin
that.
Penguin are interested. Hey, give me a call. My scandalous memoir.
Oh, naming names. Love it.
I'm telling you, someday I will name names. But for now, we wait.
You're going to keep that in your back pocket.
Now, we wait. We lurk in the long grass, watching the voters who went against me.
Now, Vera Powers On is a good one if she does remain in place. That's from Jared. So well done, Jared. Congrats.
Jared. Any more of those? 0874-100-102. I've had dozens of these on my Insta, at Ray Foley Insta. I saw Unilad sharing it today, but it seems to be around a couple of days. Someone has taken a goat. You know, I love a goat.
Yeah.
Someone has taken a goat. They seem, I don't know how they recorded the video. What they've done is they've got a goat in their hands as they're holding a teddy bear.
Right.
And front on, facing the camera, is the goat.
Okay.
So I guess they've got the camera mounted here on their chest or something.
Uh-huh.
So the camera's facing straight forward in a farmyard setting or something like that.
Gotcha.
And they lift up the goat, like a teddy bear in front of them, and then they start spinning around. So imagine you're a human holding a goat in your arms and you're spinning around like that with a goat facing you.
I getcha.
So the goat is faced. All you see in the shot is the goat being spun around and the goat's reaction goes something like this.
Today FM Summer. Christmas
Eve. I'm gonna be sick. Is your cash machine toll for Tuesday? It's 20,782 euros. Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer, Today FM.
Play the music you love.
Good afternoon. Hello, friends. Welcome to Tuesday. God help us. We're into the second day of the week. By God, we intend to give you a show. Let's put on a show.
Baby goat.
You're dead right, too.
I just hit the wrong button.
That good show ended quickly, didn't it?
The gang's all here.
Ew.
God. Come from?
Hi, Kylie.
I've got a couple of things I'd like to discuss at the top of the broadcast this afternoon.
Oh.
We can do Instagram or we can do appointments. I had an appointment yesterday after the show.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And there wasn't a, it's not a bum scan like JP had. It's not, what was it? Colonoscopy. What's the thing that your mom, just an examination, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you want to tell us? All about that again, JP?
Not especially. I mean, I think we covered all the bases that time, didn't we?
Just the one base. Second base.
The tradesman's, yeah. More on that to come. That story is not ended.
My appointment, I'm not going to give all the details of the appointment, but I had to go to an appointment yesterday at 5:30. Okay? Right. And, yeah, we'll do this. And we'll talk about Instagram later. I want to get your read on this. 0874-100-102. There are a couple of things I want to ask you about, and I want to ask you, how would you deal with the situation? 0874-100-102 for your voice notes this afternoon. I want to ask yours as well.
Jeez, this feels like it's heavy stuff.
It's not heavy, no. It doesn't matter what the appointment was for, right? That's not what it's about. It's the social contract we are. The fabric of society, breaking down around us, and what can we do to stitch up that fabric at this late juncture in terms of society crumbling? Okay.
Okay. So you're looking to diagnose an issue and then come up with solutions. I get you. That's good.
So, a couple of things, right? One was so the appointment's for 5:30. So I just rush out of here to get to go. So I need to go on straight away. I can't hang around. Busy, busy, busy.
For most people, 5:30 would be roughly the time they possibly finish work. So they, to make a 5:30 appointment, they would be rushing to make that time.
So I get there at 5:27.
Early, good.
3 minutes early. How are you? Ray Foley here for my 5:30 appointment, right? She says, grand, go and sit down. I said, grand. And then my wife texts and she says, did you make it? And I said, I did. And she texts actually at 5:30. I said, I did. And then in the time I'm texting her, it becomes 5:31. So I jokingly text her and I say, this is ridiculous. They're taking a mickey. They've kept me waiting a whole minute late. This is ridiculous. This is a joke.
Because you're only a minute late, so you're kind of making...
I'm joking.
Yeah, you're making light of it.
It's
grand.
I'm just making light of it.
It's grand.
And then at 2 minutes, she sends a laughy emoji. And then at 2 minutes late, I said, they've kept me waiting 2 minutes now. This has gone beyond a joke. I'm going to complain. And I sent one of those texts every minute as the time changed for the next 20 minutes. Ooh. So it's now 52. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually getting mad now.
You didn't really need to be there on time, as it turns out.
No, I could have just taken my time going because they kept me waiting 22 minutes. Yeah. So I went back to the lady and I said, passive-aggressively, rather than confronting, because you can't, 0874-100-102, what do you do in that situation? Do you get up and go, my appointment was supposed to be at 5:30 and now you're 22 minutes late and this is ridiculous? Or... option B, do you do what I did, which is, hiya, I'm just wondering, I just wanted to check, was my appointment for 5:30? Now, I know my appointment was for 5:30.
They know it was for 5:30.
She knows it was for 5:30. Yeah. However, it's an opportunity now for her to pursue the person who is, because she's not making me late, somebody else is, the person I'm meeting is making me late. So maybe pick up the phone and go, hey, what's the story? Your man's here waiting in the waiting room.
You want to see a sense of urgency at this stage.
Yeah. So she replies, oh yes, just checking there. Yeah, it is for 5:30. The person you're meeting is slightly delayed. Now, I didn't like the use of the word
Did you have a dictionary on your Ray?
Slightly.
Did you get it out?
Because at 22 minutes, it's not slightly, really, is it? It's not slightly, no. It's not slightly. That's a good bit delayed now, that is.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there sending snarky text messages to my wife for the last 22 and JP, by the way, I was sending him text messages as well.
I was getting some messages too. I could tell your energy was rising at that time.
Absolutely. So my temperature starts to increase as Ray's coming to a slow simmer inside in the waiting room. Slightly delayed. Slightly delayed. So anyways, with the jigs and the reels, I'm waiting 56 minutes.
What?
Nearly an hour for the half past appointment.
I would have walked.
Yeah, I suppose. That's one option. 0874-100-102. Would you have walked? Now, here's the other thing. Once I eventually did meet the person that I was supposed to meet, once they showed up, they said, now I thought this, I'd workshop this through in my head.
You had time on your hands.
I had a lot of time to think about how am I going to react to this. So I had decided that when they say, oh, sorry for keeping you, right? Which they'd have to do. Sorry for keeping you waiting. I decided I wasn't going to say anything.
You're just going to be dead silent or
well,
what?
I can't say. What am I expected to say? Because in terms of, again, the social contract is, if you said, oh, geez, so sorry for keeping you waiting, there, you're obligated, Ray is obligated to go, yeah, you're grand.
It's not grand. 56 minutes, though.
You've Come said on. Sorry after keeping me an hour waiting.
Yeah.
I'm expected to now go, ah, you're grand. Ah, you're fine. I should, geez, don't worry about it. Ah, you're here now, it's grand. But I decided I, for once, in my lily-livered, cowardly existence, I'm going to stand by my morals and I'm going and my beliefs. I'm not going to give it to you in the neck either. I'm not going to give out to you, but I'm not going to say, ah, it's grand.
You're going to make your point known.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm going to say nothing.
Okay. So just blank them.
I said absolutely nothing.
And did they say that, by the way? Awesome.
The minute they met me, they arrive in with a clipboard and they go, sorry for keeping you waiting. It's just that we've had a backlog and sorry for keeping you. And I just went. And then it was really weird.
That's a tough appointment.
It was weird. And then we had to do the whole appointment then.
I think you're right to do that though.
Just complete silence.
Yeah.
0874-100-102. We'll do the roll call after this as well. It's Kylie on Today FM. You look like fun. Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams, Get Lucky. Today FM playing the music you love. Hi, Roger's on that as well, actually. Ash, they're all on it. Sure, everyone's on it. I'm on that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on it now.
True, yeah.
Today FM, very good afternoon. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's over here. JP.
On show.
On show indeed. On show, Ray. What about more power? Oh, this is on the subject of Vera Powell. So if Vera Powell goes, it'll be power outage. Or power out. Whereas if she stays, what about more power to you if Vera stays on from Ken and Tala? Ken, I like it. Give Ken a couple of points there.
Two points.
What's Ken on now?
He's actually on 17. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Angela on show, if Vera's contract isn't renewed, the headline should be Vera Pows Out, like she bows out. Yeah, thanks for clearing that up for us, Angela.
I like that one, Angela. That's good.
Pair of ticks inside in Today FM. They won't get this. Love the show. Hey. And yeah, loads of texts then on my appointment running an hour late, nearly an hour late. And what I should have done. So the appointment was late. If you missed me telling the super long story, the appointment was nearly an hour long late. And I decided that when they apologised for being late, like, oh, sorry for keeping you waiting. Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry about that. I decided I wasn't going to say anything. I was only going to greet them with silence. So they're not going to get any, oh, you're grand or you're fine. No forgiveness. Mm. No, but equally, though, not a fight. I'm not going to get into a row or a big argument or lose my temper. but my silence will tell you everything you need to know, that it's not acceptable to keep me waiting for an hour.
As we used to say when we were kids, giving the silent treatment was sending somebody to Coventry. That's what you did.
Why Coventry? What's that?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right, is Coventry a quiet place or something?
Presumably.
Pat's over there, Pat.
Lads.
Yeah.
Pat here from Mayo. We lived in Dublin and there was one particular medical centre, let's say we call it.
Right.
That you could, your appointment could be 2:30. And in one instance, there was must have been 6 or 7 people in the waiting room and the doctor arrived in at 3:00.
Oh my God. And does he have... he has to go past the waiting room to get into the surgery, does he? That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
So, 3:00 with 6 other patients waiting.
Oh my God.
My appointment for 2:30.
I tell you what, you wouldn't get that in Mayo. That's an up in Dublin issue, definitely. Typical Dublin media bias is what that is.
And not a care in the world.
Not a care in the world.
So I feel your pain, right?
Cheers, brother. In fairness, what had happened was this wasn't, well, as far as I knew, it wasn't the case that the person I was meeting was just coming in late. It was that they, because it was at the end of the day, all of the earlier appointments had either been late or run over, which meant that I was impacted to the tune of an hour. But complete silence then from my end. Baz texted, he said 15 minutes max, after that I'm out the door, from Baz. Yeah, it's a funny one because you do kind of a calculation in your head, which is, I've put this much time into it now that I'm going, that I, you know, I've invested 40 minutes, so what's another 5? And now I've invested 45 minutes, so what's another 5?
Business people call that the sunk investment fallacy, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But the thing is as well, they have all the power. Like, they know I've waited this long. I've been waiting to be seen. I've spent the money for the appointment. And when am I going to get my next appointment if I walk out of this one?
If they know that everything's been running late all day, they need to show you the courtesy of calling you
ahead of time,
an hour in advance, saying, hey, listen, no rush. Leave it another half
Take
hour.
Take your time,
yeah.
Ray, you should have walked before you left, complained. Nonsense customer service. You made an appointment. If you never turned up, they probably would have charged you for a no-show. That stuff drives me nuts, from Haley. Haley, that's a good one as well, and something I've always said. And it's a thing that it's a Japanese thing. There's a word for it, right? Put a price on your own time. Put a price on your own time. The time that you would spend doing it, how much would you charge someone for that? So when you consider that I was there waiting an hour, what would I have charged them to be sitting there on my time, on their dime?
Well, knowing your rate, that's crazy money.
It's unbelievable.
The hourly rate's crazy, guys.
It's absolutely crazy. Talk to my super agent. You can talk to him and he'll send you a VAT invoice. Ray, that annoys me too. You rush to be on time for your appointment and then you're kept waiting. But if you're late, you may not be seen and or charged as well, from Rosie. I say, mm-hmm. That used to be a big one of mine back in the day. Anne Gleeson will tell you this. My mm-hmm was always a passive-aggressive reply to... Not, do you remember this?
Vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so, really?
So when I'm not giving you what you're not giving me what I want, and I'm not getting into a row with you, I'll just go, mm-hmm. So when they say, sorry for keeping you go, mm-hmm. It's not a yeah, it's okay, but acknowledges what they said. Jess. And raging from Louise. What that happened to me at an optician's, from Louise. Louise, it was not an optician's, I can tell you. And it was not a dentist's either. And Shane on show, what would I have done in your situation, Ray? I'll get back to you later on that, seeing as you don't mind waiting. Shane. Shane, if you give it about 56 minutes, that'd be ideal. I've got a follow-up then.
Oh, there's more.
Actually, I'll come back to you on the follow-up, because there is more. 0874-100-102. And I'll play a little mix next.
Ray Foley.
Today I feel right now.
Care Plus, not all careers.
Keys, and I bet you look at the dance floor today, FM, play the music. Love. Appointments, 0874-100-102. Let's wrap this up, actually. I had the follow-up as well, actually. Hi, Ray. I had an appointment with a consultant for 3:30. There were two waiting rooms. By the way, another thing I insist, by the way, today FM has to be on in the waiting room.
Yeah. You'll accept no other radio station.
Some spin.
Oh.
Muck.
No.
Or that RTE Gold is a favourite in waiting rooms.
That's a red flag.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
But Jesus, that's where Rick O'Shea went. Hi, Ray. I had an appointment with a consultant for 3:30. There were two.
You just couldn't.
A willy he as well, in fairness. Okay.
Okay.
There were two waiting rooms, and when I finally got called in at 5:30, at 5:30 after so 2 hours waiting, a lady got up and walked in before I could get there. The consultant,
it's like a race.
The consultant told me he didn't turn her away as she was a regular patient and I was a newbie. I didn't get in until 6 p.m. 2.5 hours. Ridiculous. Thanks a million, Doc, from Anne-Marie. And now, lads, I dropped the child to school this morning, got to hospital for a consultation at 10:30, and I'm just out of the hospital now. What, at nearly 3 o'clock? Dying for a smoke from Rose. Yeah, that's a tough one as well. But for the smokers, you can always see them suffering from withdrawal as they're inside in the waiting room waiting. My follow-up is this, okay? Once my appointment was complete, all done and dusted, still raging after them keeping me an hour waiting, they said, let's get you booked in for your next appointment.
Ooh.
Right?
Cool.
So they said to me, we'll see you, number of weeks away, we'll see you on such and such date at 11:30 a.m. I said, that suits me fine. But I said, and I'm not being an arse here, how long is the appointment? They said, an hour. And I said, well, as long as I'm gone by 12:30, because I have to be, because I didn't say this, but I do have a radio show to do at 2:00. Mm. So what I said was, I have to be in work. As long as I'm gone by 12:30, that's fine.
Good.
And then she gets shirty with me for saying I have to be gone by 12:30. I guess, well, you know, the nature of this, so the circumstances are that we can't guarantee that anyone would be out in time, and there's always going to be overruns, and there's going to be this. I'm like, you kept me waiting an hour before you saw me today. Yeah. I wasn't being rude. I'm just saying I got to be gone by 12:30. So she says, do any other times suit? And I say, I'm in work until 4:30. I can do later in the day. And she says, well, we've got the following week. We've got any time. Now, here we go.
Please, God, she doesn't say 5:30.
No.
Because we know that's a bad time.
Here's what she says. Here's what she says. I can do any time in the evening the following week. So I said, that's perfect. That's great. So I'm finishing 4:30. I could be here by 5:30. And she said, oh, no. It all closes and finishes up that week at 4:45. So I said, but you said evening.
Yeah.
When someone says evening to you.
Right.
does evening happen before 4:45?
No, that's kind of late
afternoon. That's afternoon.
That's late afternoon, yeah.
Then she was thoroughly thick with me.
Wow.
For saying, but you said evening.
You need to go somewhere else.
I can't. I'm generally the whole experience, you know, beyond the appointment-based confusion, it's been fine. It's just this. What's evening? This is my next one, 0874-100-102. What's evening? Because surely evening is after 4:30, right?
I think it's 5:00 onwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 5:00 to 7:00, and then any time after clinic, that is kind of nighttime.
If the clinic is closing at 5:00, you don't have any appointments in the evening. You have them in the afternoon.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
It's fine. It's fine.
I think you've dealt with that quite well, yeah. It doesn't seem to have bothered you in the slightest.
I didn't name any names, and I intend to be courteous and kind and balanced, mentally balanced, with all of my future endeavours.
Breathe in for 7 seconds and let it out, Ray. You'll be fine.
That's what I'll be doing for an hour in my next meeting. My next one will be 2 hour wait. Stay on Today FM and play Nathan Daw.
The Today FM School of...
Sorry. Oh my God.
Oh, I told you before, don't try to sing like Ellie. You
I
don't
overly
have a break.
Exert myself every it. Time I try and sing. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding and Miracle. Today FM playing the music you love. Hey, happy Tuesday. Ray Foley. Today FM radio. Afternoons. Let's talk about sexually transmitted infections. This is an article today. Ireland infected. Urgent STI warning for thousands of Irish as cases skyrocket after Leaving Cert results weekend. I saw this article and I nearly fell off the chair. I was like, so because of the Leaving Cert results, STIs are up. I was like, the cheek of ye! Go out and get your...
Not my day, Ray.
Not my day.
Not my household.
The chance would be a fine thing.
Absolutely.
Apparently, now this is a post-COVID thing as well, so this is young, not just Leaving Cert, not just the disgraceful, disgraceful Leaving Certers, but young people in general, post-COVID, going out, having a good time, spending a little bit too much of a good time with one another, and STIs are on the rise. They're surging, apparently. Sexually transmitted infections are on the rise in Ireland. Summer holidays are coming to an end. After months of sunshine, holidays and socialising with added celebrations following the Leaving Cert results last weekend, health experts are urging people to get checked. In the last year, rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea and syphilis have exceeded levels recorded before coronavirus. See, this is it. So the levels post... So they're... Well, I suppose you're talking about a generation of young people sort of between the ages... When coronavirus was around, you're talking about 16 to 18, and then 18 to 20 now, and then 20 to 22. Do you know that whole generation for two and a half years not being able to socialise, and now they're seeing an absolute surge in infection. Let me call my sexual health guy.
Okay. So you're saying the students are kind of catching up for lost time.
They're making up for lost time.
Yeah, they're making up, yeah.
By that rationale, you and I should be...
Busy.
We should be very busy.
Hi.
Oh, hello, is that Aisling? Hello?
Hello.
Is that Aisling?
It is, yes, sorry.
Dr. Aisling Loy, sexual health doctor with... Is it Hemorus or Hemerus? How do I pronounce that, Aisling?
Hemorus.
Hemorus. Is that right?
That's correct.
Hemorus Health Clinic in Dublin. This is Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. I'm great, thanks.
Good. We're just reading this article about the surge in STIs as a result of... well, one of the things being attributed to it is the Leaving Cert results, and the Leaving Cert are celebrating, but not just the Leaving Cert results, just generally young people going out and have a good time, particularly following COVID and lockdowns and whatnot. They're going out and living their best lives, but there's been a surge as a result. Have you seen that?
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, this year, the data we get weekly from the HPSC, so, you know, the way during COVID you got the daily statistics on STIs, or sorry, on COVID, we get it every week. So we can keep a running total of how many STIs are out there this week, last week, and so on.
Oh, wow.
So anyone can read that. It's on the HPSC website. And so far this year, now that data often has to get cleaned up and all at the end of the year, but so far it looks like we're on target to have a record-breaking year for STIs in Ireland. We've already surpassed the previous total record, which was in 2019, pre-pandemic, for chlamydia and gonorrhea. So we're already, you know, even though we're only at week 33 this year, we're already past the 52 week total for 2019. Now that data will get cleaned up, but not to an extent where it would drop it significantly.
Right.
So we're seeing a huge surge.
And that theory of that theory of it being as a result of I suppose lockdowns ending and young people going out to, is that the reason why, or are there other explanations?
I mean, there's so many explanations. It's not just that people have been out enjoying themselves, you know, last year as well. So it's not just a sudden surge because lockdown has ended. There's an increase in testing as well. We now have a rolled out programme of free testing throughout the country where people can do online testing at home with sh24.ie. And that sort of has increased. Now, that would not explain the surge totally. It explains some of it, but not all of it. There's many different factors. People are being, there's less condoms being used. We've noticed, especially with pre-exposure prophylaxis now for certain groups in the population who maybe before would have been more careful with condom use, and now that isn't being used. There's more people having more partners from what we can see, and just condom use in general has gone down.
We're really? Seeing an increase. What's the reasoning for that, or is there a reasoning for that?
It's hard to say. Some of it is you know, pre-exposure prophylaxis now for HIV. We think that, you know, people are not using condoms as much because at-risk groups before who were at risk of HIV, now, you know, they're on tablets that can prevent that, and therefore, anecdotally, people would tell us they're not using condoms because the worry, for example, of HIV has gone down.
Oh, they're not as worried about HIV? Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not just in that PrEP group. It's across the board. We see it in young heterosexuals. We see it in, you know, young males and females, that there's just less condom being used. I don't know whether it's an education thing or, you know, people have kind of taken their eye off the ball with regards to educating about it. It's difficult to know, you know, and I think it's multifactorial. There's many aspects to it. And I think also there's more opportunity for young people now to have multiple partners with dating apps and all of that. There's just many more partners being used, you know, than there was in the past.
Yeah, but I suppose you would think that the more naivety of a quiet middle-aged man, a married middle-aged man, that like you think that the more partners you have, and the more apps or the more profiles you have, the more swiping right you're doing, that the more inclined you would be to be more careful. But that doesn't seem to be the case. Tell us then, what are the ones then that you're seeing particularly on the rise? You mentioned a couple there.
The main ones that we're seeing, a huge surge in, the main one is gonorrhea,
right.
And then chlamydia as well. But you see, the problem is, I think a lot of people don't realise that most of these are asymptomatic, so people often think, oh, sure, look, I would know if I had an STI. I feel fine, so therefore, you know, and this person I'm with says they feel fine and they don't look unclean, and so they must be fine. So there's just that lack of knowledge that I can't believe I hear it day in, day out from patients going, well, look, I have no symptoms, so I'm sure I have absolutely nothing to worry about, but this person texted me and said they got gonorrhea after sleeping with me, so I just thought I should get checked. And I'd explain to them that it could be maybe in their throat that they have it. And often when it's in these places, it has no symptoms at all. The odd person will complain of a sore throat, but a lot of the time they'll not have any symptoms. And it's only when one partner they're with gets symptoms. You know, maybe they could be with 10 partners and only one partner will get symptoms and the other ones won't, and they'll have passed it on.
What are the symptoms then that people should be looking out for? Well, like you say, if you're asymptomatic, you're not going to, obviously nothing's going to be obvious. What are the, you mentioned a sore throat. What other symptoms should people be looking out for?
So the main ones for gonorrhea, I mean, often in girls, none at all, but they could have abnormal bleeding, abnormal discharge, burning when they pee. And for guys, discharge from the urethra, a pain when they urinate. Some people will have pain during sex. They might notice pain in their pelvis. Sometimes they even present with unusual joint pain. I've had a few recently who've presented after weeks of investigation elsewhere for pains in their knees and hips and back and so on and so forth, and it's actually turned out they're having an inflammatory reaction to an STI, and they've sort of presented themselves ultimately after lots of other investigations failed to find out why they've had these symptoms, and it turned out it was a reaction to chlamydia or gonorrhea. So, you know, and you can get just non-specific, they feel unwell, temperatures, they're less common. The most common thing is no symptoms at all, but the main ones when they are symptomatic is burning or discharge.
Right.
And then you can get other things like rashes and...
Not just focusing on, well, I suppose we've been talking mostly about young people. Have you found that people are shy about coming in, or that they're sort of reticent as they approach you, particularly maybe for a first visit?
Yeah, they are. And you can, you know, most people are really sheepish, and you can see they're really visibly nervous. And to be honest, you know, I totally understand that, because it's a really personal and intimate conversation that we have. But the turnaround in 10 minutes of just easy chat about what's going on and, you know, their symptoms, and we're very non-judgmental. There's nothing we haven't heard before. So we'll talk we'll talk to them about all sorts of things and their sexual history and how to prevent things going forward and what would be best for them and for their sexual health in general. And we normally can diagnose and treat things very, very quickly. Mm. And I would just urge people to not be shy about coming in, because we're so used to hearing this day in, day out for years and years
I was going to say, you have seen it all. What have you seen?
Oh my goodness.
Breaching patient confidential.
That will be taken to my grave. It's confidential. Everything is absolutely, absolutely confidential.
All right, we'll get it in the book.
On my deathbed.
I'm intrigued by the online testing thing as well. That'd be a comfort to people to be able to do testing at home and send it off.
Yeah, and most people that have accessed that have actually never accessed STI testing before. So it's great because it's reaching a whole new demographic that, you know, maybe if you aren't near to a centre where there is STI testing, if you're living in a rural community in the middle of nowhere, you're lower income, you maybe have no access to transport. There's loads of reasons why people would like to do online testing. I would urge people, though, if they have symptoms, to always come and see us and see if their GP or a sexual health clinic, a doctor, because the home testing kit will do so much. It'll test for 5 STIs and that can be asymptomatic. But if you have symptoms, to come and see us, because often there's other tests that can be added in a specialist clinic.
And you can get it, you can probably presumably get it sorted faster as well, in terms of treatment.
It's just the reassurance of talking to someone, because people sit at home and they Google and they come up with all sorts of awful conclusions.
The absolute worst. What is that website again for the online testing? You mentioned it. What was it again?
The sh24.ie, and it's free home testing. They can avail of anywhere in Ireland.
sh24.ie. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And your own website, Aisling, is sticlinicdublin.ie. Thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you, Ross.
Much obliged. All the best. That's sticlinicdublin.ie. Supergrass, all right today. Supergrass and all right today, FM, and the music you love. 0874-100-102. We're talking about STIs and young people with their STIs are absolutely outrageous. Carry on.
At it like rabbits, right? Rabbits!
Annette texted. She said, well, there's a surge. And that website, I never wrote it down.
sh24.ie. I wrote it down.
That's the online STI check website. And it's free. So worth checking out there. Hi, Ray. My mom visits a specialist for her rheumatoid arthritis. Every so often we're sent to the nurse to go through any changes to my mother's medication. Well, she double jobs with the STI clinic. Who? The specialist, is it?
The nurse, is it? Yeah.
The nurse, right. So we have to sit in the waiting room with all the youngsters. I don't know who's more embarrassed, us or them, from Annette. Well, sure, Annette, you could be going for the STI checks. No, but
I'm here for my rheumatoid arthritis.
Myself and my mother are going in for the STI check.
We've a 2-for-1 on.
And the rest of you kids can pipe down. We're enjoying ourselves. We're still living our best lives. And thank you to the dozens.
Yes, the dozens of texts
linking together our previous hour's conversation with the STIs in this hour. 0874-100-102.
Mark says, so Ray, who was the consultant that you went to see? Sure, says Ray, just to let people know, the STI clinic visits usually take an hour and you could be waiting up to 56 minutes to be seen. Michelle says, fair play to her for coming on with you, especially after you gave out about her in the last hour.
Yeah, very good. Very nice. Lads, when it comes to STIs, you need to be having the S to get the TIs.
Ray Foley.
That's all I'm saying.
With Care Plus.
Caring means nothing if I can't have you.
Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Hi, friends. Ray Foley's here. JP.
Over here, yeah. Hi.
JP's there. What's this now? This is a Loch Ness thing. I was telling you about this yesterday. Loch Ness. Mm. You familiar?
The monster in Scotland.
No, it's a lake in Scotland. Loch Ness is a lake in Scotland. And then there's the monster that everyone is familiar with in the lake. Mm. There's a thing about that. I was reading. There was this thing on over the weekend. Hundreds of people went out on Loch Ness in Scotland to try and find the Loch Ness monster. And they say it's, I hope I don't misrepresent this now, or I'll give the gist of it anyway, that the Loch Ness Monster was never, it only became a thing early this century or late the last century. And it's quite a modern phenomenon created as a result of societal changes. Oh, but damn it, I don't remember what it is.
Cool.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think it was a kind of a thing where it was to do with modernization and stuff, that it became a sort of a freaky thing that captured the imagination about sort of the wilderness of the lake and all that sort of thing. But it was quite a modern thing that was publicized by like the printing press and the newspapers, Fleet Street, that sort of thing, in the early part of the last century. Yeah, I knew you'd enjoy that story. This is the story of sounds. They heard three sounds when they were listening on the lake over the weekend.
Right. So, they've actually recorded the Loch Ness Monster.
No, they actually, funnily enough, they said, this was the story yesterday. So the big search, I think, was on Saturday or Sunday. Hundreds of people out on the lake. Nobody saw anything, but they did hear something. And then the person that said they heard something said, oh yeah, I forgot to record it.
What? You had one job. What are you doing? You're trying to track down this monster for decades.
Hang on a second. Let's see if I can. Then the latest in the story, the latest twist in the story today is noises detected in biggest hunt for the Loch Ness Monster in 50 years could have been ducks. Enthusiasts had camped out at the Scottish Loch all weekend using an array of high-tech gear in an attempt to find the beast. However, they've later admitted it hadn't recorded. There it is. And that the sound might actually have been ducks. Hang on, let me kill that music there for a second. I think I can do this. I can, but through the magic of sonar.
Mm.
That's a word.
Sure, yeah, work.
Through the magic of sonar. Hang on, I can. Can you hear that?
Sounds of the underwater. Yeah.
I'm pinging, JP.
That's a ping right there.
Now listen. Keep your ears peeled.
I'm listening really closely.
See if you can hear anything.
I'm not hearing anything so far.
Did you hear that?
I heard some.
Shh, shh, shh.
What?
They're saying
I'm hearing something.
They're saying it could be ducks.
Right.
No one.
Hang on one second.
No ducks.
Your picture of despair.
That's Donald Duck on YouTube. One second. Donald Duck on YouTube. They're saying it could be ducks,
could
guys.
Be. Is it though? Could
shut up and listen, will
I'm
you?
I'm listening really closely.
Can you hear Anton?
Not at the moment.
Shut up! All I can hear is you.
I'm listening as well, you know.
We're listening live to Loch Ness here, guys. It could be ducks. Did you hear anything there?
I heard a ping.
Shut up!
Jeez, I'm straining to hear it.
It's very faint.
I'm hearing the pings.
Can you hear that?
Life is like a hurricane here in
the yeah, I heard that.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
I think that's ducks.
Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales.
Oh yeah, I think I know what it is. Right, it's a radio thing that's gone on too long. That's what that sound is.
For the final curtain, go deduction never fails. That's for certain.
Come on, everybody.
The worst of messes. Come
on.
went long enough.
With Care Plus, careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Yeah, it was definitely Ducks, guys. Stay on Today FM and playing Bob Sinclair. Maybe shy. Maybe. Us hugely successful men can actually be quite shy.
Are you talking about yourself now?
Behind the scenes. Bob Sinclair, Love Generation, Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. God, I've become really DJ-ish actually today, haven't I?
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that's good for me. Kind of polish up my radio act.
Trying something new, yeah.
Yeah, Today FM, playing the music you love, Tuesday afternoon. It's Ray Foley is my name, and hopefully you're enjoying your afternoon. Hey, what are you up to? Text us.
We'd love to hear from you, etc.
0874 100 102 if you'd like to get in touch. Don't bother, we'll do the show. Let's bongo. What's this I got for you? Oh, this is the RT. Sorry, am I interrupting?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's after giving me this look like.
That's
what's
just
he
my
on
face.
About now? What's this now?
What are you on about now?
Sorry, were you checking your Instagram there?
What is with the attitude?
He was putting in a Tesco shop.
What is it? Come on.
The RTE television schedules were announced yesterday.
That's exciting.
And they've got various things, like various boring things that I won't watch, like Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing with the Stars.
Pass.
And some climate change thing, which is worthy, but I'm not going to watch it. But they've got a show with Keith Duffy.
Yes.
From what I can gather, the show involves Keith Duffy and I think Huey Mahon going to Turkey to get their teeth done, I think, or at least investigating the teeth business, the dental, you know, the super white,
yeah,
artificial teeth, investigating the tooth business in Turkey.
Keith's got perfect teeth already.
Yeah, so I imagine maybe it's just an investigation, maybe it's a doctor. I don't know. The gist of it is
like looking into veneers, that kind of thing.
It's huge business. As well as the hair transplants, the teeth is a big thing in Turkey. Yeah. But the name of the show is Keith's Teeth.
Did they come up with a name first
and then
they
work
went
backwards?
To Keith?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Keith's Teeth.
So it's perfect. I know I'm going to be setting the telly box for it. Mm. Keith's Teeth, a show where Keith Duffy investigates teeth. I was wondering then what other celebrity shows could we pitch to RTE based purely on the celebrity's name and their name gelling or working in some way with the concept of the program. Any ideas? 0874 100 102, and we'll put together a pitch document.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
Because RTE will greenlight anything at this stage after the disaster with Tuberty. They're just dying. They need all the help they can get, God love them.
They need the content, yeah.
Any ideas, JP?
What about Karen's McLaren's? Where Ireland AM's Karen Coster test drives...
She's not on Ireland AM, she's on the 6 o'clock show, but anyway, go on.
Whichever one it is, she test drives McLaren race cars. So Karen's
McLaren's. That's
it rhymes, good. So it could be an option.
I've got Pam's Plans.
Go again?
Pam's Plans.
Pam's Plans.
Pam's Plans. Where Pamela Joyce takes on Dermot Bannon's Room to Improve and does up someone's house. But she'll do it within budget. However, she's not a qualified architect. In... Pam's plans.
I like that. Speaking of homes and doing up homes and whatnot, what about this one? Eamon Holmes, Grand Cayman Homes. Where Eamon Holmes gives a tour around some of the most exclusive homes on the Cayman Islands in Eamon Holmes, Grand Cayman Homes. It scans, guys.
0874 100 102 RTE, pick up the phone. We can do this. Just give us the green light and a massive budget. We'll go and make the show. I've got Pam's Jams.
You've really gone heavy on Pam. You're backing Pam.
I know we can afford Pam.
She's bankable. Okay.
This is Pam's Jams. Pamela Joyce sets up her own artisanal jam business. They're all rotten flavours though, like gooseberry jam or apricot jam. Apricot.
Ray Foley.
Pam's Jams.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
0874 100 102 for your concepts, and we'll pitch them to RTE this afternoon. We'll play Dua Lipa.
There's
next.
Always a feeling of it.
Avicii and Hey Brother, this is Today FM, playing the music you love.
Let's bongo.
Yeah, we're pitching RTE. They're desperate. We're crying out for all the help they can get. And who better? What, the two greatest minds in radio broadcasting. We're thinking we can step forward and give RTE the help they can get. The help they need. This is following on from their big announcement yesterday, where RTE announced that they're making a TV show called Keith's Teeth.
Is this a working title or is this a real thing?
It's a real thing. They announced it yesterday. Google it.
It sounds like a joke. Okay.
Keith's Teeth. Keith Duffy is presenting a show where, I don't know if he investigates or he goes and gets his teeth done, or he, it's a documentary maybe in Turkey where they're looking at, you know, the turkey teeth, where people go off and get their teeth done, the super white teeth in Turkey. It's called Keith's Teeth. It's a genius name. It works. Everything about this works. I wholeheartedly endorse it. And for the record, I love Keith Duffy. Right. So we're looking at other options. 0874 100 102. I've got Pam's Pams.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of Pamela Joyce based TV shows because I want, this is going to be Pam's year.
It's a launch pad for Pam, yeah.
Pam's Pams.
Right.
This is a documentary I'm pitching where Pamela Joyce investigates the environmental devastation caused by the palm oil industry.
Serious stuff.
It's a serious one. But I think Pam can carry it.
On a lighter note, what about Pam's lambs?
Yeah.
Where she goes around to a sheep farm in spring and she helps
silence
some lambs.
Silence of the Pams.
Perfect. Where she talks about her favourite serial killers?
Nailed it. Yeah. I haven't talked to Pam about it. I haven't run any of these by Pam yet. We just want to see which one's RTE. We'll see which ones they bite on.
They're kind of at the white paper stage, are they?
Yeah. I'm Pam's super agent. Any more now? 0874 100 102. What have you got?
I've got what about Doyle's Boils?
Go on.
Where Craig Doyle investigates different boils like mouth ulcers and blisters.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. I'd watch anything with Craig Doyle in it though, in fairness.
He's very telegenic.
Yeah, what else have we got?
What about Cian DeCrow's Secondhand Clothes? I mean, the title explains everything you need to know. He's basically the singer, Cian DeCrow, is giving you tips on how to pick up the best vintage clothes.
Benny's over there, 0874 100 102.
Ah, boys, you'd have to go with Ronan's Heating.
Ronan's Heating. Right.
When he goes around, Ronan Keating turns into an old plumber. Going around fixing heat. Ronan's Heating. Tell you now. Pop it off, RTE.
Yeah, RTE would love that. What about Ronan's Eating? Where Ronan reviews restaurants, or he just goes around trying out various cuisines from around the world.
Could work.
Ronan's Eating.
Yeah.
So you've got Keith's Teeth and Ronan's Eating. Let me see if you find something for the rest of boys on. Helen says, "Hi guys, what about Joe's nose? Where Joe Duffy has a nose?"
What?
Where Joe Duffy has a nose job in Turkey? From Helen. What about Denise Van Outen's Van Outings? Where she goes on various trips in a van. Oh, right, okay, from Kieran and Rahini. Denise Van Outen's Van Outings. Burns Churns, where Claire Byrne travels around Ireland in search of vintage milk churns from Finbar. They'd make that as well. You know that RTE would go for that. RTE's Golden Girl.
That's an easy watch on a Sunday afternoon, though.
Butter plus Claire Byrne equals box office. Carmel says, Shauna's Faunas. Where Shauna from The Breakfast Show does a show about wildlife. From Carmel. Carmel and Waterford. How about Ray's Stays, where I do a show. No, how about Darcy? Ray Darcy.
Okay.
Where Ray Darcy does a show about hotels and B&Bs. From Katrina Fitzpatrick. What about Baz's Taz's? Where Baz Ashmawi takes us back to the 90s to reminisce about his love of Taz bars. Do you remember Taz bars?
Yeah.
Do you remember Taz? Do you remember Freaky Foots? Do you remember Chomps?
I do.
Chomps used to be bigger. Chomps, and they were 10p. Do you remember the big Mr. Freezes?
Come on.
Do you remember ice burgers? Remember time bars? DJ got the party. Remember? There's no end in sight. Do you remember? Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. C'est magnifique. I love that song. Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. Today FM playing the music you love. And that. Soft launch day 301. Done. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No. Yeah.
We didn't get to do Pamela's Joists, where we pitch a new TV show where Pamela Joyce becomes a roofing contractor.
Okay, yeah.
In Pam's Joists. We didn't get to do Duffy's Buffies, where Joe Duffy talks about his new show where he ranks the different series of Buffy the Vampire Slayer from best to worst. You really want to be a hardcore Buffy fan now.
One for the diehards, that one.
Definitely one for the die. And we didn't get to do Catherine Thomas, the Tank Engine. Where Catherine Thomas tells us she's pitching a live-action remake of the kids' TV favourite, Thomas the Tank Engine, in Catherine Thomas the Tank Engine. Choo-choo, all aboard. The last word is on the way next. Have yourself a lovely evening. We'll talk tomorrow.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.